Shuga Gokai, where the sword waits for you to stop listening to yourself long enough to actually swing it.
That's a fair entry point. Latex Space Coyote's recent work takes us deep into one of Ueshiba Morihei's waka poems, a five-line verse that binds sword practice to the act of world creation itself.
A poem that refuses to end, handed to the practitioner to finish with their body.
Exactly that. Let's start with the poem, the vow it makes, and what it asks of the person holding the sword. The post presents poem 211 from Ueshiba's collected waka, and the central question it raises is this: what kind of act is sword practice, really, if the model for it is the kami who created the world?
The translation sets the stakes immediately. The poem opens with a double negation, not of the world outside, but of perception itself.
The post renders it this way: not even voices, seen nor by heart mind, Tsurugi Waza, the world created and set into motion by kami. From them I learn, willing to become their successor.
So the vow isn't to empty the mind in some vague meditative sense. It's a specific refusal, external opinion on one side, internal impulse on the other, and the sword stands in the cleared space between them.
The post makes that structure explicit. The classical auxiliary ji in kikaji, nor shall I heed the heart mind, carries what the commentary calls a firm resolution, a disciplined self-binding, not mere preference.
Which is a meaningful distinction in a training context. I'd rather not, and I have vowed not to, produce different bodies.
The post also traces the synesthetic reversal in the opening line, not even seeing voice, and explains it as directing attention to perception itself, not just to the content of what's heard. The commentary calls this a refusal to let illusion seize even a glance. And then Tsurugi Waza, sword art, arrives as what the post calls a pivot or fold. It belongs metrically to the upper verse, but grammatically anticipates the lower, functioning as the shared term between the negations above and the cosmological claim below.
The sword as grammatical hinge. That's not a metaphor you encounter in most martial arts writing.
The post connects this to Ueshiba's Omoto background, the vocabulary of purification, kododama, and cosmic harmony, and argues that Tsurugi Waza here is not a technique for cutting, but a medium for entering alignment with the order of creation.
And the poem never closes. The final line ends on naraite, a conjunctive, a te dome, leaving the main clause unwritten.
The post is deliberate about that. It describes the unfinished ending not as a grammatical gap, but as a space for practice. What it means to learn from the kami and how the creative work is to be continued cannot be supplied by explanatory language. It must be supplied through the practice of the sword itself.
The poem ends before the deed, because the deed is where its world must begin.
That's the coda the post offers, almost word for word. The practitioner, reading, reciting, training, receives the absent main clause and is asked to complete it in motion.
So the sword isn't a tool you pick up inside a world that's already finished.
Not in Ueshiba's reading. The world is still being created, one movement at a time. And the practice is the continuation of that.
Which means the next poem in the series is already waiting, unswung.
It always is.